Here's the news first with Brian Jennings.
Proposed changes to legislation on policing will be brought before Cabinet by the Minister for Justice, Jim O'Callaghan, today. Under the suggested changes, Gardaí would be allowed to require a protester to remove a face covering if they suspect it was being worn to conceal their identity or intimidate others. Minister O'Callaghan is also seeking to criminalise those who seek sex in exchange for rent. Our political correspondent Paul Cunningham.
The Criminal Justice Public Order Act is to be amended to permit Gardaí to require a person to remove a face covering where an officer reasonably suspects that it's being worn in order to facilitate the commission of or hinder the investigation of an offence. The provision would also provide Gardaí with an express power to remove or seize the face covering without a warrant if any person refuses to abide by such an instruction. The stated aim of the law is to serve as a deterrent against disorderly conduct and intimidation in public places. Minister O'Callaghan is also moving against what's often termed sex for rent by introducing two new offences: offering accommodation in exchange for sex and the advertising of accommodation for the same motivation. The proposed legislation will also modify the law governing the disclosure of counselling records in sexual offence trials. The amendment would ensure that a disclosure hearing is held in all cases so that victims no longer feel pressure to waive their right to one out of a fear this could hinder the investigation.
The Department of Finance will publish economic forecasts today for Ireland to take account of tariffs imposed by the Trump administration. The forecast will set out two scenarios: one where a trade deal is agreed between the US and the EU, and a second where there is a 10% tariff between the United States and the rest of the world, other than China, where there would be a 60% tariff. And tariffs will be discussed in the White House today at a meeting between President Trump and the Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney. Mr. Carney said that the relationship between the two countries had been undermined by the tariffs and references by Mr. Trump to the US annexing Canada. Speaking ahead of the meeting, Mr. Trump said the purpose of Mr. Carney's visit wasn't clear.
I'm not sure what he wants to see me about, but I guess he wants to make a deal. Everybody does. They all want to make a deal because we have something that they all want. We have something that they all want. China wants to make a deal very badly. You see what's happening to China? China's being decimated, and I don't want that to happen.
Gardaí investigating a bomb attack in Finglas in North Dublin over the weekend have carried out several searches in the area. A drone carrying the improvised explosive device, which Gardaí believe was targeting a criminal's house in the area, crashed into the home of an innocent family in Glenties Park. The Army Bomb Disposal Team was called to the scene and several homes were evacuated until the device was made safe. Our crime correspondent Paul Reynolds.
At around 11 o'clock last Sunday night, a drone carrying a pipe bomb crashed into the garden of a house in Finglas. The drone was being flown as part of a bomb attack on a criminal's house, but instead crashed into the home of an innocent family. Gardaí say the pipe bomb was viable but failed to detonate, the area was sealed off and the Army Bomb Disposal Team was called in. A number of homes in the Glenties Park area had to be evacuated in the early hours of yesterday morning until the device was made safe. It, along with the drone, are now being forensically examined. It's the latest in a series of attacks connected to a feud among criminal gangs in Finglas and Blanchardstown for control of the drugs trade. Gardaí carried out a number of searches over the weekend, but so far no arrests have been made. Detectives are trying to identify those behind the attack and are also anxious to identify the source of the bomb and the bomb maker.
Gardaí investigating a hit and run in County Louth 4 days ago have arrested a man. A Garda was seriously injured when he was struck by a van in RD in the early hours of last Friday morning. Gardaí are continuing to appeal to any witnesses to come forward. A cyclist in his 60s has died in a road incident in North Dublin. It happened in Coolock at around 8 o'clock last night when his bicycle was in collision with a car. A six-week-long hosepipe ban is being introduced by Uisce Éireann from today in three areas of Westmeath, Meath and Donegal. The ban will affect around 70,000 customers. It follows record high April temperatures and a drier than normal 12 months, with below average rainfall, leading to one water supply in the Midlands reaching a 50-year low. New Zealand's Prime Minister has proposed banning children under 16 from social media, stressing the need to protect them from the perils of big tech platforms. Prime Minister Christopher Luxon announced draft laws that would force social media companies to verify users were at least 16 years old or face big fines. And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Stay ahead with the new Grant Arona R290 heat pump, delivering next generation comfort to your home. Visit grant.ie.
It'll be dry today with sunny spells. It may become cloudier this afternoon. Highest temperatures will range from 14 to 18 degrees.